So hang on. Hang on right now. This should help somebody. You know, there's some of us who didn't manifest down here or arrive down here to be stuck in the darkness, but we manifest or arrive down here, birthed into this system. And think about it, you're birthed into this system of darkness, but I didn't arrive down here to stay in darkness. I arrived down here to be a change agent. If you're saved, you arrived into this dark system to be a change agent of light, of truth. Now, knowing that you were born in darkness and in sin, and sin did your mother conceive you, knowing that we were born in sin and darkness, we didn't know what we were in. We thought it was normal. It's kind of like a sociopath trying to train you to accept abuse, you know. Or a psychopath trying to train you to accept abuse, or a narcissist. And so they incrementally, slowly try to train you to accept bad behavior. Now, because you are a change agent, you don't accept that. Now, you have to look at the narcissist, psychopath, sociopath, and say, hey, I used to think that way. I used to be that way. And if I wasn't to the extreme that they are, I was headed to that path, except for by the grace of God. He had a calling. And when these people start to show up in your life, you got to hold them in check. You're connected with everything. Everything flowed from Jesus. And if everything in front of you was spoken by Jesus, manifested by Jesus, he spoke it all into existence, then you're connected with everything. So even a narcissist, psychopath, sociopath, whoever, whatever they are, they just chose the path of darkness, and it just spirals downward. If you got saved, you were spiraling downward until God pulled you up out of the miry clay. Somebody spoke the truth. Some preacher, somebody told you how to be saved. So as a change agent in a system of darkness, don't be surprised that you're being persecuted or that it's a struggle. Because just like you were birthed into 3D through your mama, through the womb, which is really called the matrix, you were birthed into 3D through the matrix, the woman's matrix. And so you're birthed into this Mother Earth matrix. The womb was dark. This is a dark place. You were birthed out of the womb, the darkness of the womb. You were birthed into 3D light. But if you look up the original word for the sun, it's artificial light. So even 3D is a transition from that mother's womb, which is dark, darkness inside the womb. Then you're birthed into this womb, which is the 3D womb, but you're being birthed out of 3D into 5D. It's a progression. But you have to go through these different processes. You were in a dream state in the 3D womb, in the mother's womb. Now you're in a dream state in the 3D, and you're being birthed out of it. And here's the thing. As you're getting birthed from 3D to 5D, and you see stuff that other people can't see, don't be surprised if they think you're crazy. Because they're still in the womb. They're still in darkness. They're still in delusions. Now, if you give somebody too much truth too fast, they tend to be, if in other words, if they see past the game, if they see past it, but they're not doing any work on their own heart and admitting that they're just a mirror image of everything in front of them, that they're connected to everything, even the evil out there. They used to have total agreement with, and now they're moving out of that towards light, and they have no agreement with darkness anymore. So as you move out and you tell people, if you tell people too much truth and they don't change their heart, they turn into bitter creatures, unforgiveness, bitterness, because they're not ready to admit that they were part of the problem. They don't want to admit that the very system they see now as opposite of them, they were a part of, and it was used as a cutting tool to birth them to their next state. But if somebody wakes up to it without doing some inner work in their own heart, and when they look at somebody else as evil, if they can't admit, hey, if you committed one sin, you committed them all. If they can't do that, then they become bitter. I've seen people. You start to reveal truth to them, and you reveal ideas and all this, and let's say conspiracy theories or whatever. You start to wake up to certain things. People get bitter because they believed a lie. Think about it. If somebody says, here's $5, can I exchange that for that pizza? And they give you the pizza, you give them $5, they walk away, and it was a fake $5 bill. They're going to be upset and mad and bitter because they believed a lie. Who are they really mad at? Yeah, they're mad at the person that lied to them, but they should be mad at themselves because they believed a lie. But everybody in the system has believed lies. Everybody in the system was born in darkness. It's a dark system. So when you look out, knowing that you're connected to everything because Jesus spoke it all into existence, when you look out at the medical, the educational, the government, and you see how bad and dark the system is, just be praising God that you escaped it. And don't let it bring you into bitterness, because you're supposed to be here as a change agent. This is a temporary place. As you leave this place, as you transform out of this place, as you allegorically or metaphorically teleport out of this place day by day, moment by moment, being changed in the inner man, as you are teleported to your new state day by day by day, as the sun comes up and goes down, you're teleported to a new creature. And you become a new creature on the inside. Other people don't want to rise up because they love their darkness. They love the lies. And they can't admit that a lot of this stuff is because they manifested, and they're just getting back a reflection. So if you were born in sin, and you're born in darkness, and born in a narcissistic system, that's because you were evidently once that yourself. You transformed, you teleported to a new state day by day, from one state to the next state to the next state. And so you become a change agent of light in a dark place. So don't let it make you bitter of all the lies and the darkness. Don't let it make you bitter. Just set up boundaries. Just be aware. Stay awake. If a person has not graduated to the next level, the next level, the next level, by renewing their mind and really just meditating on stuff and thinking about stuff, if they don't graduate to the next level, they're going to get bitter. If they keep staying in the loop-de-loop, the cycle, round the mountain, and if you don't walk away from the narcissist, if you don't walk away from the psychopath, the sociopath, if you don't walk away from the narcissistic system, the sociopathic system, the narcissistic system, like YouTube, is an agent of darkness. That's why they censor. Anybody who censors is an agent of darkness. Because if you have open communication back and forth, Now, there's a difference between letting just people be abusive and say whatever that makes no sense. We understand that. There's a line of demarcation. Where it is, it's hard to say. They, as a public entity, business, corporation, they have their own rules about what they can sense or not. But we know that they are agents of darkness, because the stuff that they censor, they don't censor the darkness, they censor the truth. They censor the light. We know that. If a person is censoring truth, they're agents of darkness. If they're censoring darkness, they're agents of light. But even if a person's an agent of light, they let a person speak their darkness, but they show them the truth, which just blows them out of the water, and they usually run away. A person who can't logically, spiritually communicate, and you show it to them as clear as day, they have to leave. They either have to change into truth, or they have to run away. If you tell somebody, hey, a per sun is per the sun, and they want to live in darkness, and they say, what are you talking about, a person is per the sun? The word sun is obvious, S-O-N. Per is obvious. By, per means by. Every person is by the sun or per the sun. And so every person is an image. God made man in his image. God through Jesus made all things. So Jesus, the image of the Godhead bodily. So you're a copy of Jesus. Jesus. G-E, us, the letter S is integration. G-E integrated us back in to God. Jesus, the integration change agent to bring us back to God through his Son. And so it's really obvious. Jesus, listen to the phonics. Jeez, wow, I'm shocked. That's us. Jesus is us if we transform the inner man with the Spirit of Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. Jesus. Gee, how did I miss it my whole life? How did you miss it that Jesus is us? How did you miss it your whole life? How did the 501(c) churches keep you blinded to the truth that's hidden in plain view? The words reveal everything. The objects are object lessons. They reveal the whole truth. The trees, the houses, the cars, the fences, the grass, the sky, everything in front of you is revealing Jesus for us. By him, all things consist. God made all things through Christ, through Jesus. Jesus spoke it all into existence. If everything is a derivative, an off-river, D-river, derivative is D-river, derive. If everything is a derivative, it derives, it's off-river from Jesus, who is source of all things because Jesus is God, then everything in front of you you're connected with in some way, shape, or form. Whether you see it or not yet, it's up to you. But it's a truth. It's an eternal truth. It's an overarching principle. So everything in front of you derives from Jesus, and everything in front of you represents you in some way, shape, or form. Because everything in front of you represents what God is doing with the body of Christ. He's bringing all men back to himself that want to believe. Some people choose not to believe. And if you read how the devil is cast in the lake of fire and is tormented day and night, Now, why would the devil be tormented day and night? Because in the new heaven and new earth, there's no night. The day and night is the cycle of torment to cut you and turn you from a flesh creature, a psychopathic flesh creature, a narcissistic flesh creature, to a spirit creature, to step into an eternal mindset instead of a temporal mindset. Everybody says, I want to be a time traveler. Why? You don't want to be a time traveler. You want to get out of time. Time is befallen. Just type in Google. Time etymology. It means to befall. That's why the computer demons are in the background going through these cycles. Do you really think a demon wants to be in the repeat? They can't stop. They're like Wile E. Coyote. They can't stop. A computer program just keeps repeating over and over and over and over 1,000 times. The devil just keeps repeating his same psychopathic, sociopathic patterns over and over. They can't stop. That's why people around you who are in the death cult or who are in the darkness, they just keep doing the same cycle. And if you really pay attention to these kind of creatures, you can see them a mile away because they can't stop their cycle. They can't rise above it. They can't escape it. They just do the same stuff over and over, and it's destructive stuff. Why can't they stop drinking? Why can't they stop drugging? Why can't they stop some bad habit? Why can't they stop eating sugar? They can't, because it's a program. It's a befallen program. And does the devil hate himself? Yeah. Does he want to be God? Yeah. Does he want to be worshipped? Yeah. But does he hate himself deep down? Yeah. Why do you hate yourself and keep doing, why do you keep doing destructive things? So if you're manifested down here to be a change agent of light, why are you still accepting the darkness? So a person, you step into a person's world or reality or their cube or their 3D experience. You step into their 3D experiences and you're a change agent of light and truth. And they're not a change agent of all. They're just going down into darkness. They're not changing. They're changing for the worse. And so they come face to face with you and they look at you and say, I don't have what he has. And they think they can pull you down into their game, into their darkness, into their negativity, into their fake reality. They think they can pull you down with them and make a copy, but the Holy Spirit in you pulls you up and raises you up because you're in the image of Jesus and you're down here as an ambassador, a change agent of truth. Oh yeah, it's going to hurt them, but it's the best thing for them. Actually, you're their best friend, but if you enable them to stay in darkness and you enable them to stay in negativity, darkness, whatever you want to call it, you're not fulfilling your purpose. Yeah, but if I speak up, if I stand my ground, then I'm going to be attacked. What did I say at the beginning? Yeah, you're going to be persecuted. Why would an agent of darkness hate the agent of light? Why? Because they don't want to change. Why does an agent of light accept change, embrace the change? Why do agents of light embrace the day-by-day renewal of the inner man? But the agents of darkness don't. Because they love the darkness. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. Selfish. Disconnected from everything around them. When you really wake up and you realize you're connected to this, you're connected to everything. But these agents who are not agents of change, they're disconnected from everything. They're divided. They're disconnected. A true agent of change knows that in Christ, per the Son, you're connected to everything in Christ. I'm not saying that everything is God. I'm saying everything proceeded from God. And so whether it's a cat, a dog, a squirrel, any kind of creature, human, angels, any kind of creature, seen or unseen, any kind of principality, power, rulers, anything that's seen or unseen, you can see through it because you're connected in Jesus. You know all things in Jesus. So even these principalities in Ephesians 6 that are like running these different cities, these fallen spirits that are running these cities and these nation states and all, you already know their game. You don't have to be an angel or a spiritual creature. You already know their game. What is their game? It's really easy. These cosmocrators and these principalities of darkness, you already know their game. Because you see it playing out with YouTube and Facebook and the Democrats. The demon rats. Deception. The Democrats are in deception. They believe lies. Are the Republicans believing? Yeah, the extreme left or extreme right, they're all fallen into bitterness and judgmental. The other one's fallen into acquiescing to the dark side and thinking that they can be God, thinking that socialism's gonna... They think that man can fix the system and man cannot fix the system. Babylon is falling. Any kind of man-centered system always crashes and burns. And when you wake up to that, then you can say, okay, well, if man-made system crashes and burns, then what I do in my own power will crash and burn. So you can understand where they're coming from. So you understand the demons, the devil, the dark side. Doesn't mean you want to go that path, but you understand because you got transported out of the dark side and you understand the confusion that they're in. You understand the NPCs. You understand the Jerry Springer people. You understand the flesh creatures. You understand them. Doesn't mean you're them anymore. You could fall back into it, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to provoke you to get you to fall back into those patterns. They might not say that, but that's their intention. As you rise up, as you change, as you transform, as you become an agent of light, an agent of truth, the agent of darkness look at you and say, see, they're pretenders. They're fakers. They're fake. They're not real. And so when they look at you and they actually see a genuine person who believes in serving mankind, who believes in being renewed in the inner man and having the heart line up with the actions as best as you can. When they see you step on the scene, they don't believe it. They think you're joking. They think you're just like them. And so what are they going to do? They're going to push you and test you. God allows them to push you and test you so you can see it for yourself. Have I changed? Am I a new person? Do I still have stuff I need to work on? In this particular area, why do I keep getting hit with this thing? Because you haven't moved from that state to the next state yet. But when it starts to settle in and you get birthed to the new state, you never go back. You don't go back. This is why people start to fall out of your world and your life, because you have changed to a new state and you're not playing that game anymore. And it's just a game. They enjoy the game. They love the game. They love the darkness. They love that repeat. And as you transform to your new state, these people have to just disappear out of your realm. It's kind of like a, it's just like a hologram, because it is a hologram. So once the birthing process is finished, that person is no longer needed. That person that was cutting you, testing you, turning you, they're stuck in that loop-de-loop and you escaped it. They're no longer needed in your life. And so they're pushed away. They're cast away. The hologram, they just disappear in the background. They become backdrop people because they're not needed in your transformation process anymore. You're an agent of change. They're trying to reduce you and bring you back to Babylon, back to Egypt, Egyptian, to Egypt you, spiritually Egypt you. And so they just have to go away. They have to go away. Because you're a new creature. They're not. Certain situations that you used to struggle with, you don't struggle with anymore. How's that possible? Because you became a new person, a new you were birthed into a new state, a better, healthier. More powerful state. You were transformed, and if you were transformed, how can you go backwards? You can't. And so these agents who see your transformation, see your freedom, see your light, see your truth, what are they going to do? They're in darkness. They're bitter. They're upset. They don't like the fact that you changed, that you transformed. Because they were comfortable with that old you. And since that old you is no longer there and you are a new you, then what happens? They got to disappear because you don't vibrate with them anymore, because you're closer and closer to your eternal destiny, and they were just a reflection of the old you anyway. They were just a reflection of a person that no longer exists. So you didn't manifest down here to stay in darkness. You didn't manifest down here to spiral downward. You manifest down here to vibrate and raise everybody else around you who wants to get raised up. Those who want to go down, they're going to get worse. There's a divide. There's a division. There's a great division right now. It's so, as the day approaches, we can see the division more and more. As Jesus is returning, the division between light and dark is becoming more and more obvious. So don't be bitter at these people who are spiraling down, because if you were bitter, that's the dark side. Stay in freedom, stay in truth, stay in light, stay in joy, stay in peace. There's really nothing they can do. They have no power. They're just robots. They're going around a cycle. They're slaves of the devil. Why get upset with them when they have no power? The only power that they have is some kind of ecumenical hive mind, which has no power over you, because you are way above them. The hive mind will actually fight against themselves. They destroy themselves every time. They will destroy themselves, because that's what darkness does, because they're disconnected from themselves and they're disconnected from the ones they supposedly hive mind with. And so the hive always destroys itself. And that's why Revelation 17:18 says Babylon is falling. it's destroying itself. They make more and more technology to try to manage the dark side, but you see what happens, and you already know what's going to happen. The AI robot that they're creating is going to make people more of a slave. There's two classes of people right now: those in the dark, those in the light. And those in the dark will become more of a slave. You don't need to get bitter. If you have the light, if you have the truth, you don't need to get bitter at people who are in darkness. Just be thankful you escaped it. Just be thankful you escaped it. And try to pull them out if you can. If you can't, shake the dust and move on. If a person who says they're a believer, but they're still stuck in that little bitter, negative loop, walk away from them, because they're not, until it's dangerous to give some people truth. That's why there's initiations. No wonder the secret societies have initiations, because if you see too much too fast, it'll make you crazy. People jump off a bridge, you know? But I'm not saying the secret societies are right. I'm just saying maybe that's why they do it, because if you give somebody too much too fast, they kind of go. And when I first started seeing the code that's hidden in plain view, I would talk to people. And I talked to this one lady. She said, "I can't, please don't say anymore. I can't take this. It's just too much." She couldn't take it, even though it was right. She was seeing it, and everything I said made sense to her, but she couldn't take it because it was destroying her whole worldview. Do you understand? And this is why it's a cycle repeat. If God flooded you with all the truth at once, you would probably be destroyed. You would, if you're saved, you'd get your new body, but you're left down here for this process. Your physical body couldn't handle all the truth, you know. Your spiritual body could, but your physical body would just shut down. Too much truth too fast would shut you down. So as a change agent in a dark place, just keep standing. And these agents of darkness who show up, they won't stay around forever. They'll be kicked back, knocked back, thrown back. Because your calling is from God. This is an eternal truth. I want you to really think about what I'm going to say. Those who come at you will always get knocked back, especially if you don't entertain them. Because God's purpose for you to be down here is to birth you from one state to the next state, from glory to glory to glory to glory. And so if that's God's purpose for you, then all these agents who are going against you are actually going against God and God's work in you. And so they will be knocked down, knocked back, thrown back. If you take vengeance or revenge, God won't do it. But if you just let God do his process, you don't have to worry about it. Change agents, transformation agents. Not going to be easy. But the process is real. The destiny is set. It's just a matter of cycles before it appears. It's already here. It just has to appear. The creation groans waiting for the sons of God to appear. The destiny is set. The process is just a cutting and turning of stuff that needs to be cut out. The process, the day by day process, is just a cutting. It's a cutting wheel. It's a CNC machine. The machine is just cutting out the rough edges. Sometimes you need to go back onto that machine. You know, if they're making a table leg and they mess up, they have to put it back on the machine and turn it. And as that CNC machine is turning, it's cutting at the same time. And so that blade is cutting. But if you look at the final product, it might have been cut, but the product looks perfect. The table leg or whatever they're putting on that machine, they're turning it, and the little blade there is cutting. When it's just a square block, when it starts to cut, it's painful. But as it starts to be transformed into its final state, it's more of a smooth process as it's turning. And so God has you in a situation. He's already transformed you, and he's smoothing out the rough edges. He's smoothing out the rough edges. There's still little nicks and stuff sticking out that don't need to be there. And it just as that piece of wood or piece of metal is turning on that machine, he's just cutting out the rough edges, right? You're no longer a part of this place, but he left you down here to function down here. Because he's still going to buff. He's got to buffer out the blemishes and all. He's going to put you on that machine to buffer out some things that need to be buffered out. That person, that spouse who was in your life, it was part of the process. That narcissist, psychopath, sociopath was part of the process to buffer out some dull spots to make it shiny. You know, you buffer your car. You clean your car and then you buff it to get rid of all the dull spots and make it shiny. And so that's what's happening. The transformation process from 3D flesh mind to 5D spirit mind is just that. It's a process. And don't hate the process. Enjoy it. Receive it. Accept it. Go with the flow. Try to push yourself up there faster, because the faster you can step into that process and receive it and accept it, the less trouble you're going to have. I mean, you might have trouble people persecuting you, but I'm talking about the trouble that you create yourself, that you create for yourself. You are your own worst enemy most of the time. Because if there's nothing in you, the devil tries to find something in you. There's nothing in you. And just think, the person who's trying to pull you into the gossip, the backbiting, they're trying to reach in and grab something within you. And so when there's nothing in you, the devil in that person has to get mad and persecute you, because that's not in you anymore. You're speaking life and not speaking death. They're speaking death. You're speaking life. The two shall never meet. They can claim to be on the right side, but if everything out of their mouth is speaking darkness, they're still in the process, you see. It's obvious. They don't even know what they're in. They don't even know they're in a machine. They don't even know that Mother Earth is a machine to transform them. They think everybody else needs to change. But they've already arrived. If they think that way, this happens a lot. I'm sitting in my car doing the recording, and I'm just sitting here, and I'm behind the fence, and I'm just sitting here talking, And this happens a lot. People will be walking up road. They stop right in front of me. They turn around and walk back the other way. Now, what's that about? It's crazy. Anyway, accept the process. And those who don't, eventually, they will disappear into the backdrop scene because the purpose has already been completed. It doesn't matter if it's a person, corporation, marriage. You know, a lot of people, somebody dies, and the next year the spouse dies. Why would you die? Why would you give up? If your spouse dies, why would you give up? Oh, I understand love and, you know, connection and all that. But why not be? Why not keep transforming yourself while you're here? It's not the end of the world. If you put all your hope and dreams in a person or a corporation or a nation or anything, and it goes away, no wonder you're sad and depressed and can't function, because you put your hope in the wrong thing. Your hope is in God. Anyway, I see a lot of people bitter. The only reason I'm talking about this, I see a lot of people stuck in bitterness, and they claim to be change agents, but they're bitter at the whole system, and the whole system's going to just get worse. Why would you be bitter? That's part of the system. That's what the system's trying to make people bitter. I mean, it's obvious. The devil plays games, multi-level games. There's no reason to be stuck in the dark side of bitterness and unforgiveness. It's not even real, to be honest with you. The dark side is not even real. It's just a womb. It's like a being in a womb in a dream state. Not even real. The games they play, it's just to pull you back into darkness. It's not even real. It's not even real, people. Is the devil real? No. Does he exist down here as a cutting tool? Yeah, because God is real, and God is cutting out the fake reality out of your life. You understand what I'm saying? The reason you're unhappy and bitter and in unforgiveness, and it's because you're believing the dark. You're not believing the light.